Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of international finance, specifically the dollar's future under, well, a hypothetical second Trump administration in 2025.
A hypothetical 2025? That's a spicy meatball. This Economist article paints a picture of a Trump administration seemingly at odds with itself on dollar policy. Treasury Secretary Bessent affirms the strong dollar policy, but Trump and VP Vance sing a different tune, advocating for a weaker dollar to boost American industry. How do we reconcile that?
Well, it's classic Trump, isn't it? Playing both sides. Remember Rubin's strong dollar mantra? This article suggests that era is over. This administration's aggressive trade policies are already impacting currency markets, yen-euro all seeing movement against the dollar. It's like a currency earthquake, right?
I see. But isn't a weaker dollar usually bad, inflation and all that?
Traditionally, yes. But Trump's advisors, like this Moran guy, have some unconventional ideas. Multilateral agreements, fees on foreign treasury bondholders. It's a whole new ballgame.
Hold on. Tariffs strengthen a currency, don't they? By reducing demand for foreign goods?
True. But the article argues that if trade restrictions damage the U.S. economy enough, interest rates could fall, weakening the dollar. Plus, there's the stockpiling effect. Businesses buying foreign goods before tariffs hit, further impacting the dollar.
Interesting. So it's a complex interplay of factors. And then there's the foreign policy angle, with German bonds surging and European stocks rising, potentially lessening demand for the dollar. Got it.
Exactly. This isn't just about trade. It's about global confidence in the U.S. economy and geopolitics. And the Fed? They're caught in the crosshairs. A weaker dollar fans inflation, making their job much harder.
So what's the bottom line? Is the dollar's reign as the world's reserve currency in jeopardy?
The article suggests a concerted effort to weaken the dollar using Mirren's methods would be a real stress test. Even Fed officials are expressing concern. No administration has been this open to a weaker dollar. It's uncharted territory.
A fascinating and slightly terrifying glimpse into a potential future. This hypothetical 2025 sounds like a wild ride.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Join us next time for more insightful discussions. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.